don't know what happened that time.
That's okay. That's okay. Must be a static in the line. Now we were talking about the marketing budget and what it would look like if we were to, let's say, opt in for a marketing campaign that is going to start generating revenue. So in a case like that, a marketing budget to begin with, a simple factor of multiplying it by 20 to begin with to identify an initial campaign that is actually enough to actually set up an entire ROI generating campaign is multiplying it by 20. So let's say if we take the average value of all of the products and multiply it by 20, that gives us the marketing budget to begin with. So the marketing budget would look like $800 for the first month if we were to, let's say, go after we're basically through with the initial management phase itself as well. And on a basic level, I would recommend going with a 3-month social media campaign that will basically be generating a good amount of content for you, for your users, and provide them with enough value as well. Also deploying my copywriters, my designers, and all of the social media executives that are actually onto this project itself as well. So you're going to get a dedicated social media executive, and you're also going to get me on board for your digital strategy itself as well. So that's there. And apart from that, you're also for a 3-month campaign on a lower scale that is actually enough for generating a good amount of organic revenue, and also at the same time generate good amount of brand awareness on a monthly basis. That would look something like on a total package, it would probably look like $900 for three months straight. Now, then comes the marketing budget added on top of this as well, which basically is adding $800 to the total package for 3 months and marketing included. It's going to be a total of $1,700. Usually on a global scale, or let's say on a national scale as well, this probably would look something like if you were to just directly go to a social media agency or somewhere else, they would definitely be charging that much for on a monthly retainer itself. But we much rather believe in, let's say, because we have customers that are actually starting out, that's why our prices are a lot much more lower than usual, affordable, and that way once they're actually confident in our services, that's when we can then later on increase the prices and obviously negotiate with them, because that's where we're pulling in. If we're pulling in revenue for you, if you're pulling in a good amount of profit, it wouldn't hurt a business owner to share an equity with that. Is that right with you?
Oh yeah, so I hear what you're saying. I was just curious to see if that's something we'd want to move forward with. I'm not ready to make a decision today, but I wanted to find out what the options were going forward.
Fair enough. That's completely fine. But if you are definitely interested, just let me know. I will be able to book a discount for you as well, and that way we could take it on from there. That's not a problem. But overall, just keep in mind that that's the budget that on a bare minimum would be required in order to actually run a great social media campaign and eventually then help you scale upon the website itself as well. So that's something that would definitely be, you know, just keep a $1,700 to $2,000 budget in mind for a matter of 3 months campaign, and that way you will be good to go.
Wonderful. Got it. Thank you so much for sharing that information and being so thorough. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. What do you mind if I send you an email with all of this information, social media, the packages, and all the things that I actually have available?
No, that would be fine. You can do that.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. I'll send you all that information, and as soon as you're ready, just let me know. I'll launch my team and get my team to, eventually then start working with this entire project.
Okay, perfect. So going forward, what is needed from me, or am I waiting for somebody to reach out to me as far as how to move forward, or am I just submitting the content based off of the email and the login that I have currently for the website design?
Well, you would have to send me the blogs, your account manager the blogs and the brand story itself. Apart from that, after you've sent it, we're going to QA it and give you the approval if it's good to go, or if, let's say, if there are any changes required. We're going to make sure that we get all of that done have yourself done with that, and then eventually upload that to the website itself. And that's where, once we're through with that, we can then work on different elements that are as far as the customization goes, uploading the content, doing the QA, and now pushing your website live. That's it.
Okay, perfect. All right. Perfect. So wonderful. Right. I just wanted to make sure that I was clear that I need to get the blogs and the brand story over to you guys.
Sounds like a plan. That would be great. Okay. I'll then eventually, if you need me, do give me a call or just let any of your account managers know. Everyone knows me here very well, and I've been working with this company for quite a while now at this point. And this equity allows me to make a lot of important buying decisions for my clients as well and give them best recommendations. So do let me know if you need anything else, and just reach out to me, and I'll be available.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your time.
No problem. You have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.